Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
So, yesterday we learned about some German fairy tales, and we talked a little bit about folk stories. Does Taiwan have any interesting folk stories, Laura?
Yeah, there are quite a few. I'll quickly tell you a little bit of a real famous one. It's called Hu Gu Po, Tiger Auntie.
Oh.
So it's about this old tiger. An old tiger wanders into a cave and discovers a magic spell written on a wall that tells him how to become human.
Okay,
so for 3 days, he has to carefully follow the instructions of the spell, so that he can turn into a human. At its completion, he realizes that he still has a tail. So he realizes that, you know, he probably has to eat, like according to the spell, he has to eat 3 children to remain like human without the tail. So what he did was he hid his tail and uses tricks to capture 2 children. In an unsuccessful attempt to disguise himself as the third child's talkative aunt, the young girl discovers his true identity, outsmarts the tiger, races back to the cave, rescues the other children, and kills the tiger.
Oh, that's such an interesting story. So it didn't work out for him at all.
No.
Okay, well,
so what about Canada? Does Canada have any interesting folk tales?
Canada does have a lot. There's a really, really good one about how the people who live in the north, which is always cold and dark, got the sun for the first time.
Wow.
And so the story is that a bird brings them the sunlight from the south. It's a really long story, though, so we don't have time to finish it today. But there's lots of interesting folk stories out there, and we've got a few more from Germany to talk about, so let's get to our article.
We should.
Reading.
Germany's fairy tale route. Traveling north from Alsfeld and Bad Wildungen, visitors on the German fairy tale route happen upon the ruins of Sababurg. Though it has now fallen into decay, the tall castle was impressive when built in the 1300s. Local people's imaginations created stories around it, leading to the name Castle of the Sleeping Beauty. The route continues, this time to Hamelin, the home of the Pied Piper. On summer weekends, locals reenact the story of the Piper, leading away the town's rats. In the story, the locals refused to pay the Piper for his work, so he also took away their children. These days, children actually dress up as the rats here. There's one last stop on this fairy tale route, Bremen. This was where the musicians of Bremen, 4 poor animals, tried to go in the fairy tale of the same name. The musicians, a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster, now have their own bronze statue in Bremen. To see all these sights for yourself, try going down the German fairy tale route someday.
So the second part of our article begins today by saying, traveling north from Alsfeld and Bad Wildungen, visitors on the German fairy tale route happen upon the ruins of Sababurg. Now the phrase happen upon is today's shortcut for you. So before we get started on our article, let's go straight to that and find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Here it is.
Wow, what is it?
Can't you see? We have happened upon the ruins of the ancient golden city.
Wow, wait. Happened upon? What just happened?
To happen upon somebody or something means to find somebody or something without planning to.
Gotcha. Happen upon is 偶然发现.
Exactly. We have happened upon the lost city. I can't believe it.
It looks like we've happened upon something else, too.
What's that?
Those angry locos are coming straight for us.
Run! Maybe we can happen upon a way out of here.
So the phrase happen upon means to meet up with or run into something or someone.
Right, okay, happen upon, 刚刚有没有听到我们 shortcut for you, 就是碰巧发现或是遇见的意思。所以回到课文哦，就是说从这个 Oostveld 和这个 Bad Wildungen, 哇好难念哦，就是往北走呢，德国童话大道的游客呢，大道上的游客会偶然发现呢，这个Beth, you have to help me with Zababorg 的这个废墟哦。So we'll come to the town of Zababorg next time.
Yes,well, almost.
Okay.
We see the vocabulary word ruins here.
Okay.
Now the word ruin here is a noun, though it's often used as a verb as well. And here we're using a form of the word that is usually plural, ruins,which means that we're going to spell it with the S. So it's spelled R-U-I-N-S, ruins. Now, ruins are the parts of buildings that are left after they've been destroyed. For example, we say, the explorers looked around the ruins of the old castle.
Okay, 我们来看一下 ruins. 诶，通常呢，它是当作名词，然后用复数形来表示哦，就是有废墟的意思哦 ,ruins. For example, I could also talk about the ruins of the ancient city. Okay, 但是呢，大家可能会觉得，诶，好像对它的动词比较熟悉哦，就是 ruin, right? Okay, ruin 呢，其实当然有 destroy, 就是毁灭、毁坏的意思哦。So it's not a town anymore, right?
No, it's not. But it was when the Grimm brothers were alive.
Okay.
Now, if we learn about a little bit more about Zababorg, the article says, though it has now fallen into decay, the tall castle was impressive when built in the 1300s.
Wow.
Now, there's a lot to talk about in that sentence.
Of course.
So let's start with the phrase fallen into. Fallen into describes becoming a new state. So in this example, the castle state started as a beautiful place, but now it's become a state of decay.
Oh.
Now, decay is a noun that means a change that shows destruction or falling apart.
Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚有提到的 fall into 这样子一个片语，就是变成什么的状态。那本来是非常漂亮的，可是到后来呢，怎么样 ？Fallen into decay. Decay 是什么呢？就是有腐烂的意思啦。
So let's continue with the two vocabulary words in that sentence. Now the first one is a noun, castle, spelled C-A-S-T-L-E, castle. You'll see that the T is silent in that word.Now, it's a very large, strong building. A castle was used to keep people safe from attack many centuries ago. Now, we usually think about a king and a queen in a castle, but a castle usually included many people that lived in that town as well. For example, we could use this word...to say, the princess stared out of her window, wondering what was beyond the castle.
Is this like Rapunzel?
Okay,
好，我们每次想到这个 castle 呢，当然就会想到童话故事里面的这个哦，美丽的公主，或者是有国王皇后，她居住哦，很漂亮的 castle。没错，城堡的英文就是 castle。刚刚有没有听到 Aaron 老师的提醒呢？其中的这个 T is silent, okay, castle.Okay, 那所以呢，里面我们通常会看到，哇，这个里面有这个皇室家族们，像是 king 啊，国王 ，queen 皇后，或是 prince 啊，这个王子 or princess 啊，就是公主。当然呢，城堡也可以保护整个 city 整个城镇的人哦。
Now the next word is the adjective impressive, spelled I-M-P-R-E-S-S-I-V-E.Now, something that's impressive makes you admire it because it's very large, special, or important in some way. For example, we could say...That rich man owns those large, impressive boats.
Impressive, 有非常大的或者是有威严这样的意思。所以如果我们要提到这建筑，我们可以说 a large and impressive building.不过其实 impressive 这个字有很多的意思啦。像是呢，如果我说 he has an impressive vocabulary for a 10-year-old.这里的 impressive 呢，哦，就是说一个十岁的孩童，可是他知道好多好多的单字量，所以他是令人感到哇，非常的。 的钦佩的。另外呢，我们也可以说，哇，这个如果要讲的说让人家非常感人的，我们也可以用 impressive. Her performance was so impressive.、
Mm-hmm.
甚至于我们也可以说令人感到深刻印象的 ，He has an impressive manner.那回到课文，他提到的是，虽然呢，他现在已经荒废了，可是这座高耸的城堡在14世纪建造的时候，可是令人感到印象深刻哦。
Now, okay, we learned in that sentence that Zabavork used to have a beautiful, impressive castle, but now it's in ruins, so it was destroyed.
I can see why it would have many fairy tales told about it then.
Yes,、mm. and the article tells us about a famous one.、
Oh.
It says, local people's imaginations created stories around it, leading to the name Castle of the Sleeping Beauty.
The Sleeping Beauty story!、Mm-hmm. And that's a movie as well.、
Mm-hmm. Now, I actually think a few movies have been made about it,But we need to take a look at the phrase leading to.、
Right.
Now, lead to means to begin a process that causes something else to happen.、Mm. For example, stress can lead to many different illnesses.、
Mm, it sure can.、Mm-hmm. 真的 stress, 压力一定会导致非常多的 illnesses, 疾病哦。其中的 lead to 有促成啦或者是导致的意思。Or maybe I could also say a degree in English could lead to a career in journalism.、
Mm, okay.
okay. 所以课文的翻译哦，我们来看一下课文刚刚是什么意思。就是说，当地人运用想象力创作出、与这座城堡有关的一个故事，这就促成了哎，我非常喜欢的《睡美人的城堡》这个名字啦。So where are we going next, Erin?
Well, the article continues by saying, the route continues, this time to Homelin, the home of the Pied Piper.
The Pied Piper, I know him. He's known as 这个彩衣吹笛人 in Taiwan.、
Oh.
Okay, 所以接着我们看到课文说，哇，这条路继续往下走。这一次我们要到带大家来到 Homelin, okay, 就是 the Pied Piper, 就是彩衣吹笛人的故乡哦。
Well, let's learn more about him. It says, on summer weekends, locals reenact the story of the piper leading away the town's rats.、
Mm.
Now, reenact here is a verb spelled R-E-E-N-A-C-T, reenact. When you reenact something, you recreate an event that happened in the past.It involves people acting out the story of what happened. Now, a noun for that word、mm-hmm. is reenactment.
Okay. Reenact. 其实不难猜我们叫 act 有扮演所以 reenact 有再扮演或是重演的意思、哦、但是它的名词呢我们来学一下有点长 reenactment.Reenactment. Okay, sorry.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以刚刚看到课文是说在夏日的周末当地人重现吹笛人带走镇上所有老鼠的故事哦。
Now the article says, in the story,、mm-hmm. the locals refused to pay the piper for his work, so he also took away their children.、
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, now we see the word, the vocabulary word refuse here.、Mm-hmm. Refuse, spelled R-E-F-U-S-E,is a verb, and it means you will not do what someone has asked you to do. For example, Jake refused to eat his vegetables even after his mother told him to.
Mm, what a picky eater. Okay. Mm-hmm. Refuse 有拒绝的意思，所以呢，在这个故事里面，当地人呢，哦 ，Pied Piper 的故事，他拒绝了付吹笛人他的酬劳，所以他当然也带走他们的孩子。So he just took away their children?
Well, that's the story. The next line tells a bit more about Homelin's reenactments. It says, these days, children actually dress up as the rats here. Now, the phrase dress up is one of my favorites. It means to put、mm-hmm. on clothes that make you look like someone else for fun. So the children act as the rats in the reenactment.
How cute. I think、mm-hmm. of Halloween, too.
Yes.
Dress up as, 就是装扮成某个人物哦。哦，现在呢，当地的孩子也会装扮成这个老鼠的样子，好可爱哦。Maybe they would wear gray clothes、mm-hmm. and put on those rat ears and a tail.
Yep, I would love to see、mm. that. But we must continue on the route.The article says there's one last stop on this fairy tale route,、mm-hmm. Bremen.
Okay, 所以呢，在这条童话大道上有个终点站，就是 Bremen. I wonder what's going to happen here.
The article says This was where the musicians of Bremen, four poor animals, tried to go in the fairy tale of the same name. Now we see musician here, spelled M-U-S-I-C-I-A-N, musician. This noun means a person who performs or writes music. For example, the musicians picked up their instruments and walked onto the stage.
Okay, so musician 有音乐家的意思，他可能会写音乐或者是演奏都可以哦。所以呢，我们来到就是布莱梅 Bremen 的音乐，这里就是布莱梅的音乐家。
So in this story, the musicians were actually animals, and they were trying to travel to this place, Bremen. Next, the article says, the musicians, a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster, now have their own bronze statue in Bremen. So we see our last vocabulary word here, donkey, spelled D-O-N-K-E-Y. This noun, donkey, is an animal similar to a horse.
Right.
It's smaller, usually gray or brown, and has long ears. And it's usually used as a work animal on a farm.
Okay, 我们刚刚有提到 the musicians of Bremen, okay, 其实是四只可怜的动物哦。Okay, 所以在同名故事当中，他试着要去的地方哦。Okay, 所以这几个音乐家分别是谁呢？就是一只驴子啊，一只狗，一只猫，还有一个公鸡。Okay, 所以现在在布莱梅拥有他们自己的铜像诶。Okay, donkey 当然就是驴的意思。It seems like the animals finally made it to Bremen if they have a statue there.
I guess so. I think they must have if they do have a statue. But we're running out of time, so we're going to get to our last sentence here. And our last sentence says, to see all these sights for yourself, try going down the German fairy tale route someday. Now, I'd love to see all these places, wouldn't you?
I would, but unfortunately, we don't have any more time for our article today. So let's get to our For You Chat questions next.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So our For You Chat question today is, if you could go anywhere in Germany, where would you go and why?
Well, we just mentioned Hameln, okay, the land of the Pied Piper, so I checked online.And I saw all these exciting things about I think you can actually see the streets are inlaid with silver rats and carved rats decorate fountains and golden rats feature on street signs. And even, this is the exciting part, the rat-shaped cakes.Can actually be bought there, in the bakery.
They really like their rats in Hameln.
I know, it sounds really exciting. So I really want to go there and take a look. It sounds so exciting. I've never been to Germany.
Well, that sounds great. I have. I would love to go back, but there's nowhere special I need to see in Germany now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's For You Chat questions, so make sure you chat with Germany. Chat about Germany with your friends, and we'll see you next time. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Germany's Fairy Tale Route. Traveling north from Alsfeld and Bad Wildungen, visitors on the German Fairy Tale Route happen upon the ruins of Sababorg. Though it has now fallen into decay, the tall castle was impressive when built in the 1300s.Local people's imaginations created stories around it, leading to the name Castle of the Sleeping Beauty. The route continues, this time to Hameln, the home of the Pied Piper. On summer weekends, locals reenact the story of the Piper, leading away the town's rats. In the story, the locals refused to pay the Piper for his work.So he also took away their children. These days, children actually dress up as the rats here. There's one last stop on this fairy tale route, Bremen. This was where the musicians of Bremen, four poor animals, tried to go in the fairy tale of the same name. The musicians, a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster,now have their own bronze statue in Bremen. To see all these sights for yourself, try going down the German fairy tale route someday.
Vocabulary Review.
Ruin. We visited the ruins of a city hidden in the jungle. Castle. Kings and queens usually live in large stone castles to stay safe. Impressive. The rich man has an impressive number of expensive cars and motorcycles. Refuse. The workers refused to go to work until they received a pay raise. Musician. Jane is a great musician. She can play the guitar, piano, and sing well too. Donkey. The merchants used several donkeys to carry food and other items into town.